This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, a little bit of news, gentlemen. Shams Charania, ESPN, Golden State. Stephen Curry has sustained a grade one left hamstring strain and will be ruled out for game two against Minnesota on Thursday. Sources tell ESPN.
Is that a so-called injury or a real injury?
I think it's legit.
He was grabbing that thing yesterday.
I'm just kidding. I mean, it just feels like it's all we're talking about right now, right? Our injuries, and that's the variable that you know you can never account for, especially when you get to the NBA playoffs. Unfortunately, we've felt that in Cleveland over the years, right? I mean, you can go back as far as Jim Jones, right? And a Cavaliers team that was, by all regards, the best team in the league, and it happens.
I'll forever think they would have beat Boston and gone on and beat the Phoenix Suns, but they didn't. And Jones was out, and Jim was terrific.
I tell you, the Western side, we haven't really touched much on the Western side of the bracket, but there's a lot of good stuff going on over there as well.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
The 2 and 3 seeds, nowhere to be found.
No.
And you've got, what are they, 6 and 7, I think?
Yeah.
Minnesota and Golden State, and then you've got the 1 and 4. If you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, and you're the number one seed, and you have a great young team, and Sam Presti did a great job of adding some, like he went out and brought in Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
Traded Josh Giddey and brings in Alex Caruso.
Which I didn't like, but now I understand.
Right. Well, who makes that trade?
Yeah.
Nobody, unless you're thinking about your entire team and how pieces fit together. Caruso's been great for them. But you're the number one seed. Oh, hi. Here, take on the team that recently won a championship with the best player in the game.
Take on the guy that gets 42, 22, and 6. I know.
I mean, that, Tom, to me, just shows this. The NBA is just so good.
It really is. I tell you, the thing about the Thunder, and I've watched them all year, and I really,
they're fun, aren't they?
Really like them. The only thing I wonder about them, like if there was one flaw, the Achilles to me of the Thunder is that they don't have that legitimate number two scorer.
Yeah.
If it's not Shea, if he's not doing his thing,
it's probably not Jalen Williams.
No, it's kind of a committee thing. Like it depends on who's hot on a given night. Yeah. And that's a dangerous way to play where, you know, Denver it's pretty obvious it's the Joker, but then you got Jamal Murray playing like he did a couple of years ago, and that is a super dangerous team right now.
Sam Presti, I think, is one of the great GMs in sports, not just in the NBA. And think about what they did with that team, because you got Shea in a trade.
Yeah.
You know,
how's that for a move?
At one point, they had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook. And, you know,
moved them all,
yeah. Busted that up,
right?
Traded pieces, traded parts. You brought in Paul George.
Yeah.
Then you move him. And I think you got Shea in that deal along with first-round picks. I don't even know how many it is, but they still have,
a bundle
a treasure trove of picks that they can use. And their team is still so young. That's a situation where if you're Oklahoma City, you know what? We need fill in the blank. Here, will you take two number ones for them? because we have 14 of them moving forward or whatever it is, and they have put themselves in a sustainable situation.
Play for the moment and for the next year and
they
the year after
it.
That, right?
They can
I know,
do it.
Yeah, you're right. That's
and like for instance, I wonder about the Cavs, because though they're loaded right now, they're in the next 5 years, you're losing three number one picks, and the team should be good enough that they're probably in the 20s, right? Most every year.
I would think.
And then
yeah.
pick swaps. But still, look at guys who get drafted in the 20s who come in and play key roles on the team. You're not going to get the superstar very often, but you're going to get key guys to build your team. Look at...
got to find the right ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at Indiana.
Yeah.
They gave up a boatload to get Pascal Siakam. And I hate the trade, Tom, where you get a guy and you give up a piece or two or three and three number ones. So though Donovan is incredible, I'll forever think
one
they
NFL
gave up too
much. One NFL trade comes to mind, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, one NFL trade comes to mind. Rudy Gobert, great player.
Right.
If I'm Minnesota, I'm not giving up three number ones for him. I'm not giving up three number ones for Siakam. You know, I'm not giving up three number ones for DeJounte Murray, which, by the way, didn't work for the Atlanta Hawks. So it may or may not work. No arguing the fact now that the Cavs are really good because Donovan's here and that Pascal Siakam has made it kind of pushed
yeah,
Indiana over the top.
No question.
But the NBA is such a weird league.
It is.
Because you're dealing with, I mean, it's like you're on the stock market and you're dealing, you know, futures.
That's a good way to look at it.
You're trading commodities.
Yeah.
And it's a really weird deal. If I'm looking at that Western Conference right now and I'm in the number one seed in Oklahoma City, and I'm playing the number four seed Denver, and I'm on the outside looking in, I'm thinking, I think I'd take Denver in that series. And you might have even thought that going into the series.
100%. That's how
That's
I felt.
Tough.
That's how I felt, yeah. And I tell you what, and I'm already looking forward to that Knicks-Celtics game tonight because
oh my
that
God.
Is going to be an absolute war.
And that's the other in our conference right now. I like both of those teams.
I do too.
The way they both play. And the Knicks have made some moves. And Dan cracks me up because, and he's so right. He's Tom Thibodeau. Is anybody playing under 42 minutes a game?
Nope.
No, probably not. And guess what?
Yeah.
They keep going.
Yeah.
They picked up some guys. Like, they got OG Anunoby. Such an underrated player.
Good player. Yeah.
He's really good. They brought in Brunson. And Dallas didn't see him dominate in the playoffs that 1 year and they let him walk.
Give me a half dozen Josh Harts.
Oh my God.
Right. You know, it was funny the other night. So Hart was, you know, it was almost like Donovan Mitchell. Like he was at going on 40 minutes and was completely gassed and Tibbs left him out there.
Yep.
Hang in there, kids. I need five more good minutes out of you. And maybe overtime.
And, you know, Carl Anthony Towns has done a real nice job for them.
It took them a minute to figure out how to best use him.
It did. Dan hates him, by the way.
You guys can have all the Towns stock. He's yours.
Dan hates him.
How come?
I am just... The dumb fouls break my brain. Every time I'm like, oh, this guy's starting to figure out. He then makes a foul like 80 feet from the basket. And I'm like,
he
what
does
the
that.
Hell are you doing?
He's a wonderful human being, though.
He's
so
a
that,
wonderful
to me,
person.
To me, that negates
what
some
what
of the tough, nonsense that he does.
What tough stuff he went through with COVID.
He certainly
losing
did.
Losing multiple
He's
family members.
He's a wonderful, wonderful person. I just sit there and watch him, and I'm like, oh, why are you... Why did you foul him 75 feet from
See,
the basket?
Dan doesn't think of Dan doesn't think of humanity. Dan is only concerned about
He's
his
all
sports
about the
pleasure.
Analytics and stats.
His sports pleasure is all that really matters.
I get
Dan
it.
Menigan. Now the Cavs have to go to Indiana. And they've got to, obviously, you have to win one of these or you're not playing anymore. Steven is in Cleveland. Steven.
Hi. Yes. You asked how you win this game.
It's how do you do it? End the series, Steven.
I mean, you got Jared Allen. I mean, you work him in the paint. It don't make sense to have a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter. Protect the lead. They got to learn how to protect the lead. You don't need to shoot threes. You shoot threes to climb your way back in the game. Make the other team shoot the threes. You're not making them. Okay, coach, it's not the prettiest thing. Go play old school basketball. Post the big man up, down low. That should have been Jared Allen's whole fourth quarter.
post. I've read about that in history books, Stephen.
I don't disagree with that idea. It's just that you haven't played that way all year, right?
No, so it's Tom, you haven't.
It's foreign to you. So
foreign, but you win the game. I mean, it's not pretty. I mean, but win the game. That's the most important thing.
You know what? You inbound the basketball, you win the game. You box out, you win the game. You make a free throw, you win the game.
That's why Tristan Thompson should have been in the game.
Yeah, we've been batting that around a little bit. I think there might have been a moment or two where you maybe could have used him.
I'm not huge on Tristan being out there for extended periods of time, but Tom, I think you just said it well, a moment or two.
Yeah.
You could have spotted him for 5 to 8 minutes, something like that.
I mean, I look at it like this. Jared Allen took 9 shots the second game, 7 shots the first game. Ty Jerome took 20 shots the first game. 15 shots the second game. Okay, Jared Allen makes $30 million a year. Ty Jerome 20. Makes $2 million a year.
Yeah.
The math is not math.
Stephen, that's pretty funny.
You say the math is not math.
Math is not mathing.
Like it.
13 of 16 for Jared Allen in this series. But in 2 games, he's taken only 16 shots. Again, we know Jared's not a 25-point-a-game scorer. But desperate times call for desperate measures, maybe. Samantha is in Medina, home of the Bees. What's up, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you?
We are well. Thank you.
I really think that we need to use Jared Allen a lot more. I mean, every single time he goes into the paint, he's pretty much making everything. He's going past everybody. I don't understand why we don't use him more. I know that we've previously had 2 bigs with Evan Mobley, but it seems like he's not going to come back. So we definitely need to rely on the big man a lot more.
Samantha, I like the idea. Tom, let me throw a roster thought at you.
Shoot.
Cavs have kind of been an undersized team that's done really well all year. You've lost one of your bigs. You don't really have another big that you can throw out there.
No, you don't.
And that was an advantage for the Cavs going into this series because the Pacers are an undersized team.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, Jeff. So when we got to the trade deadline, that was kind of what we kicked around was, they really, other than Tristan, right? You need that dependable
big
guy,
man.
Guy you can plug in there, right?
Yeah.
And it felt like that what the Cavs argued or what their feeling was that Dean Wade could be that guy. That while he may be undersized as a big, he's a 6'9". We can still use him on the wing. And he's also capable of guarding guys, in the paint when we need him to.
Yeah.
That hasn't necessarily happened. Listen, I think
Dean's better defending out on the wing.
Yeah,
you?
I totally do. I thought he would step up last night, and he did to a degree.
Defensively,
9 rebounds, right? Played okay defensively.
10.
Only took 4 shots, like you said. He's had a chance to knock down some big threes in the first 2 games and missed them, right? Same with Okoro, who has given you nothing. And I like Isaac, and I think, again,
nice kid.
Good defender. And, he spent a good chunk of last night giving Tyrese a hard time and following Halliburton all around the court. And you do need that from him, but you got to get something offensively out of him.
Especially the position that he plays.
Yeah, otherwise you're playing 4-on-5, which we saw in that Knicks series 2 years ago.
In 30 minutes, you had a small forward / shooting guard take 2 shots. You can't.
That's not conducive. No.
How do they win game 3, folks? Tom and I will tell you how. Coming up next, how do they win the series? I don't know if Tom and I will tell you how.
We're going to give it our best shot.
Digging into it next here on Baskin and Phelps.